Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Australia's hottest golfing podcast is Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen.
I thought I'll go and hit some balls. Go down to the range. Guess who's on the range?
Yeah, of course he
is. It's Tiger hitting balls. I drive the golf cart up behind him. He doesn't see me.
Yeah.
And just plonk the cart there, start hitting balls. He turns around and looks at me and goes, he said, what the f*** are you doing here?
Talk Birdie to Me. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is part two. We connect with our people here. Go to our Insta story every week, and we give you an opportunity to be part of this. As Mick has,
oh, beautiful.
Swanee, is the juice worth the squeeze for the fight coming up? Heard Nath Brown is getting 60K.
I wouldn't want to be. Yeah. Well, mate, as we know, there's not much I do for nothing. So, yeah, it is. I think it's about right. I think for being embarrassed on pay-per-view TV, looking like two idiots punch on and punch each other. Yeah. Yeah, it's about right.
Do you think there might be a crowdfunding component in Nath as far as...
Yeah, I think so. I think
there'll be a lot of people barracking.
Yeah, exactly. He won the meat tray. He won the raffle. Getting 5K in coins. I'll try and work on some sponsors, actually, on my shorts or something like that. Try and get myself an extra little earn.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Albion, Bella.
Oh, no.
No, that's his own company.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm going to need to outsource
it.
KPI maybe. We'll see.
From Griff, is Swanee still playing piano? Any improvement since his book?
It's at home. The piano's at home, the electric one. I actually thought I'll bring it out and give Tate a go. And I was like, fuck, that's all we need. He said, no, do not bring that out. So I haven't made too many improvements, no. But I'd like to be able to learn it in my sleep or something, so I don't have to take. I'm time poor, Ralph.
Well, that's
like all these millennials.
That's something you could do rather than going to the pub every weekend, don't you?
Samantha, I do not go to the pub. I'd fucking love to go to the pub every weekend. Let me tell you, I'd love nothing more.
Yeah.
Are you likely to send your kids musically that direction?
As long as I send them away from me, it's all that matters.
Noah fucking loves
it. Well, if it's based on mine and Taylor's musical ability, I doubt they're going to be
right.
Yeah, classical pianists.
Yeah. We'll not read that one. Who was it from? I'll show you later. if you're wondering if there's a line, there actually is a line.
Wow. You just don't say.
From Sizzy, Szy, Blownski. Is your upcoming fight with Daisy? Can you take a dive in the third round and stay down? #dollars.
I'm like a pikey in the snatch. If there's odds on it, and I suddenly, well, I'm not going to give it away. Anything could happen in this
fight.
That's
the beauty of sport.
Exactly. You just wait. Anything could happen in this fight.
Particularly sport that you can gamble on.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I do?
What?
About an hour before the fight, I check the markets. I just see if there's been a plunge. If Swan to get knocked down the first round has come in from 50s to $1.06.
Yeah.
I'll maybe jump on board that.
Okay. Because as a rule, and now no offence to anyone here, but as a rule, bookies don't like losing money. Mm. Just no. if you weren't aware of that. Mm. So they could ask questions, Dane. Are you prepared for that?
Well, hey, listen, it's not my fight. Hey, listen, it's a fight. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. It's a beauty sport.
Look at Ngannou on the weekend. Got knocked out by Joshua in the second round. Well, things happen. It's a boxing match. Oh, we're going there risking, you know, we're literally risking our lives in there. So anything can happen. So, yeah, hopefully it doesn't happen. But if it does, listen, I'm not afraid to fail, guys. I'm ready to take risks and jump in and, you know, do anything. So we'll see.
See, I grew up learning that in sport. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
There was a horse called Rocket Racer, won a Perth Cup in about, it was sort of late 80s. And there were some funny things happening in Perth racing at the time.
Right.
And this horse, Rocket Racer, anything can happen in sport.
Okay.
It was back from 20s to even money.
Yeah.
And it won by six lengths hard held, breaking the track record.
Yeah.
And then dropped dead straight after the race. But anything could happen.
Anything could happen, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. There was nothing underwood. Anything could happen. Yeah. But that's just part of the sport. From Lister, what will Dane do if Dale knocks him out?
I'll be going to the tab to collect me winnings.
You know, I'm just thinking a bit of a theme here that they. That it seems that people feel like that Dane, he's got the upper hand over.
Well, he's 1-0. He has had a fight and he's 1-0. So
this is basically your round one, your opening round, and his
exactly.
round one.
Yeah, yeah, I should probably get in there and start doing some boxing, eh?
Yeah.
But if he knocks me out, I'm going to take all the mirrors down and never look at myself again. I'll be a rich man.
What if you knock him out? How are you going to feel knocking your friends out?
Not sure I'm knocking him out, but...
Back yourself.
But anything can happen.
It's sport.
Anything can happen. So just tune in. If you don't like me, tune in and watch me get knocked out. If you do, watch me try and knock him out.
This is from Brunt. Eddie needs to be the mayor of Melbourne.
Is that Sally Capshaw?
Well, we'll assume me afterwards. But so this was in the Herald Sun today. This is a follow-up here. Hang on. Eddie McGuire's killed off speculation he'll run for the job of Melbourne's Lord Mayor at the upcoming elections. The media identity took the airwaves, blah, blah, blah. If he's been asked running for mayor, I have, and I told you what the answer was. I don't think the Lord Mayor's position has any power. You have to deal with these types of people every day. I mean, seriously, they had a three-hour meeting to decide they were going to cancel Moomba yesterday. How do you think Ed would go in those type of meetings where everyone has to get a voice stone?
Not real well. Everyone would get a voice as long as they agree with Ed. That's what their voice would be. That's what it would be. It's simple as that.
What do you think the perfect job for him is then? What can you see?
For Ed?
Yeah. Dane?
Well,
he'd probably be the premier, but...
No, there's a perfect job for him going. But the other people, a bit like with the council, have to accept maybe they've fucked it up enough and they should just shut up.
Yeah, right.
It's called Racing Victoria, head of Racing Victoria.
Racing Victoria.
Yep. But
he'd probably be the President of the United States.
Well, that job's up for grabs too.
Yep,
well,
This is one
I'm very keen to hear your thoughts on, Dane, from N. Jaw. Thoughts on D's players hitting Brayshaw's helmet on the way out to play? It looked a bit cringy to me.
Hey, come on, he's not dead. Spare me. I know. Well, that's their biggest problem. Not the drugs. Doing stuff like that is Melbourne's biggest issue.
Are they a bit weird?
It's like I was hitting a speedball on the way out. It's making him more concussed by hitting a blow for a helmet. Yeah. But you couldn't have enjoyed that as a Melbourne fan. You would have thought, that's a bit...
Well...
That made me feel a bit... What do they say? Gives you the ick or something like that? Yeah, I was like... Ugh.
The only good thing about getting old is you see patterns repeat, right?
Yeah.
So, and obviously you always put the caveat, I was never good enough. But remember 2001 grand final week. Essendon were the raging favourites after smashing us the year before against Brisbane. And it was the last training run. And they had a big farewell to Michael Long and who was a real tough guy, Dean Wallace. Might have been a third. And they made a big thing of it, and they're not playing, but here you go, and there's a rah rah. And I thought, are they actually concentrating on this week or just playing tribute to the past? And it reminded me a bit of that.
Okay, yeah.
Like, sport at the top level is so fucking brutal that actually you're there, and then when you're not there, it's about whoever's there.
Exactly,
now.
You move on. It's whether you like it or not, unfortunately, it's just how ruthless it is. Like, he's gone, so you should be focused on what's going on instead of patting a helmet. It was ridiculous. Surprised they didn't have a photo of Brayden Maynard up there and punch that on the way out, the way they carried on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From Chris, should Crocs be banned?
Because of his performance or because of his carry-on?
Crocs.
No. I thought he said Cox.
I thought he said Cox too.
Crocs. Stroke, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not a big rat for Crocs.
No. They're great for kids.
Yeah, my son wears them, yeah.
Yeah, but not for adults. Stop it. Please stop it.
Yeah.
Please, 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 please.
From Josh Butler.
Hang on, can I do a listener question real quick? I want you to talk about this Mason Cox fucking...
You're not a listener.
Well, I listen to the show.
I'm not sure you do.
Well, I do.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have to edit. Well, I don't edit much. I have to put ads in.
Okay.
And I have to, you know, do my bit. And I do sometimes listen, Dave. Okay, it's good to listen back to your material, but I would like you to, because you're known and notorious of being honest, what do you think of the Mason Cox... fucking whatever the fuck that was. Was that just a bit of arrogance? Was it a
well? If you look, if you look at the whole vision, they were still doing it. He wasn't like if he had just run in there when GWS were doing a centre bounce, and he just decided to run in to start a blue lock Dermy in the fucking 80s. Yep. Well, then Mumford should have turned around and should have been on. But from if you look at the vision, he was actually he's like, give me one more. The umpire was bouncing, and so he was getting engaged on the umpire's bouncing, and then I think GWS just decided they were going to go and do their centre bounce work. So he it's kind of a bit each way kind of thing, you know what I mean? He probably didn't have to bump, walk in, but then GWS probably could have just said, all right, you can have one more. So
my radar bit of was a grey area. So my radar was up when Mumford didn't react.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And I thought if that was just the isolated bit that we first all saw,
yeah,
I thought Mumford would have just been a bit angry.
Exactly, yeah. And they would have been like, fuck off, mate. Like, yeah. There would have been a little bit of, you
and
know,
sure
push
enough,
and
they show the whole context.
But, you know, the media never let the truth get in the way of a good story, do they?
It's from Josh. Ask Dane if
but he didn't have a great lead up to, did he? Like, he's said that they Collingwood should play in a ground in livestock round one. That got the, drew the ire of the GWS people. And then they didn't touch it in the first half. If you're going to do things like that, you need to be able to back it up. But, he's tall, so that helps.
Yeah.
From Josh, ask Dane if the new Outlander came with any added accessories, like an interlock.
No, I'm interlock free. Yeah. I'm interlock free now, but it's a beautiful car.
Nice wheels, I saw.
Oh, it's beautiful, yep. It's a lovely thing. Yeah. Chadston Mitsubishi. Yep. Yeah, no, it's beautiful. Go down there and see Michael and Gav.
And this is how you never stop giving. Like, you bought a car for your family, but you're still prepared to post it online about what type of car you bought.
Exactly. That's right. I'll give nothing. Nothing's for nothing. So I just do my bit, you know. Yeah, just try and boost the economy. Everyone needs a car. There's a few things. If you're Outlanders in there, if you want to go down to Chester Mitsubishi.
From Rick, Ralph, do you ever take a time off horses? Do you ever say, fuck it, not today? Well, I'm in a 7 day loop. So I'm in a 7 day loop. I always say, fuck it on the Sunday and then start. Doing my review,
yeah.
And then start doing preview. And for a follow-up from Adam, we just want to win it, please, Ralphie. So, haven't had a lot of luck. And see, last year, I knew, not that I was prepared to say it, but it was tipping winner after winner after winner. I knew.
Bit of math science, bit of stink about it.
Swings and roundabouts.
I knew it was going too well.
Yeah.
Every single photo was going my way. And then, although this is going to come crashing down.
So but then, do you, when you realise that, do you start lowering your betting?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, you just know, but I was more than happy to take the glory from our listeners, but I thought because this is going to turn the other way, and it has with unluckiness and bob of the heads and all that. But here's the thing, Dane. And you're very sharp in this area. So last week, Sydney, not much luck. You know, at seconds and thirds and beat favourites home and all that, and still didn't win. And that was my free stuff.
Yeah.
And with Flemington, there were 8 races, and I had 5 winners, and 7 of them were top 2.
Yeah.
And that was for people who paid and who do you think I was actually more happy for? As much as I'm happy to help our
listeners, the people, exactly, yeah, yes.
Who do you think I was happier looking after?
Well, yeah, you got a few more Reebok. I would have bought this week, I would imagine, yeah.
So people who bought my Flippy and stuff, they do take priority over people who just look at it for nothing in Sydney. Mm-hmm. And Sydney, oh, I'll do the data. I don't spend the time that I spend in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. So that's just the bottom line. From JCav in Melbourne, from Perth for the first time. It's the Pies.
Oh, welcome.
Things to do apart from an Albion for a pint, Dane.
The Osborne or the Union? It depends how old you are.
What is that?
Chapel Street, Windsor, yeah. Kittens.
Nice bars along the Yarra too.
Yeah, it depends what the weather's going to be. Yeah, if you can go down the Yarra Casino. Yep.
Arbury.
Yeah, Arbury. Yeah, that's if you're locked out, yeah, but bar hop down Windsor.
Yep.
Yep. If you're young, Electric, that's for all the young kids. If you're a bit old, you can go to Osborne. Yeah, it's plenty to do. Melbourne's the best city for food, heaps of wonderful restaurants. Beaches and weather, yeah, we suck.
Yes.
Absolutely, I'll cop that. But for food and alcohol and nightlife, we're the best city in Australia by that far. It's not funny.
Well, Dane, I know you had to overcome a life-threatening foot injury after your career, but Sam's effort today was just magnificent.
I think it was going to pop out there at one stage. I was starting to get a bit nervous. She was fucking starting to breathe. We all breathe, yeah. But she was doing some voluntary breathing.
Mm. Yes. Just a few Braxton Hicks this morning, but we'll sort that out.
All the best. We've got a big guest next week too. Can't wait.
Who?
I never promote our guests.
No, we never promote our guests, just in case they get scared and pull out.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.